This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk radio that you control, and you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And we're talking about suicide here, which is what happens when a depressed person ends their life. But look, if you're struggling with depression and you're feeling suicidal, change your life. Don't end your life. And by change your life, we don't mean stupid nonsense like taking more drugs or different drugs or adding lithium to your drinking water. That's what we're discussing here because evidently some meta study has shown that areas where they have naturally occurring lithium in the drinking water have lower suicide rates than areas that don't.
Supposedly. That's what these people think.
Yes. And of course, they've jumped to the conclusion that, you know, correlation equals causation, so this must be the lithium. They want to confirm this by selecting random communities into which they can insert lithium
into the drinking water. So
a mind-altering substance.
So
I mean, if they're going to do that, just put shrooms in the drinking water.
Well,
then everyone will have a really good time.
I don't know that we will have a good time. Who happens to really enjoy the shrooms?
As do I.
Me too.
I'm not. I can't say that it's a recreational hobby.
No, it's not.
It's very hard.
It's the safer of the available options.
Yes, but it's also not okay to like dose people.
No, absolutely.
They
not.
Haven't consented to.
Yes, I'm obviously.
You might actually
about
cause. You might cause someone to suicide if they just
If they don't know what's going on.
Had some tap water in the morning, and it's 9 o'clock, and they're at work, and all of a sudden the walls start breathing. That might cause someone to maybe want to jump out a window or something.
I've done similar things on accidents because there's this liquid stuff that you can get that is just psilocybin concentrate, mm-hmm. and I would add it to my lemonades. And I had a refrigerator full of lemonade.
Just small doses?
No, usually like half a dose.
You can dose as much as you want. Yeah.
But I lost track of which bottle had the shrooms in it. And that was an interesting night at work.
Oh, my.
I can imagine.
How is making pizzas while on shrooms?
No one knew, thankfully. But, like, the walls were moving.
So was it a whole dose or of one of those in one bottle?
It was a half a dose.
Half of a bottle.
Yeah, okay. So I wasn't, like, tripping, but I was not.
You
in
were.
A, yeah.
Enhanced.
Well,
it was fun. That was probably my favorite night of work.
Was it really?
Yeah. Well, you get.
Well,
the pieces were like moving around and stuff, and you know how it is.
Cool.
It was great. It was very hard to stay focused.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting kind of.
I was like, crap, I have to do this for the next 8 hours, man. Whew. I mean, of course, the shrooms wore off I got off work, but, you know, that was the thought the entire time. Can I just, like, go listen to music or something?
Well, according to this Vice article, you can't blame scientists for thinking outside the box on suicide prevention. And yes, I can what's coming up.
Well, this is not thinking outside the box. I mean, this is what scientists and the medical community want. They don't want to fix the depression. They just want to shove more chemicals down your throat.
This is medical authoritarianism is what it is. And that's where we are now as a society, in this total medical authoritarian state where people are being forced to wear masks and ideas like this, where they're talking about pushing a medication across entire populations because they think it'll help some people.
Yeah, and
it's outrageous.
And when Big Pharma is calling the shots, they want to do what's going to make them money. They don't want to cure you. That's the last thing they want to do. They're not going to cure your cancer ever. They're never going to find that cure because there's too many drugs on the market they're making money off of to subside the growth and whatnot.
Well, the old axiom or whatever for the medical establishment is to do no harm. And if you're giving somebody drugs against their will, against their knowledge, one or the other, then that's that's harm, is it not? That sounds pretty bad to me. It sounds like a violation of that.
If there is another option, if there is an actual cure, like, for example, losing weight or something, or stop drinking so damn much, if there's an actual cure...
For depression, you mean?
For anything, whatever's killing you. And the doctor, instead of giving you that information, telling you to go that route, they say, oh, here's a pill you can take. This will cure everything. Here's some lithium in your water. Here's some Soma. Go back to sleep. Go back to your desk and keep pushing buttons.
I'm not sure how much of that is true. I mean, I'm not going to say there aren't cases out there where a person probably needs to be on some sort of antidepressant or some sort of medication. But, you know, the research is being done to use things like shrooms as therapy for depression. So they are looking for ways of actually curing depression.
Yeah, which is something that you could grow on your own, which you don't need to buy.
Or you can just go out and find.
Or you go out and try not to get shot by the farmer when you're on this land, by the way, people.
That's the Southeast. Here in the Northeast, they tend to grow on, like, rotten logs and stuff.
But wait, the reason why the MDMA or shrooms therapy is effective for people, I think, is because you're going along with a therapist, right? It's not like you just take some shrooms and, well, my depression's cured. You have to be able to find the root of that depression. And
sure.
And having those drugs can help somebody open up in ways, especially MDMA, for instance, you know, can open up to a therapist about things that maybe they wouldn't have wanted to talk about before. It allows connections to be made that maybe wouldn't have otherwise been made and can allow somebody to sort of root out their own, whatever the causes are of these problems.
I see the benefit of having a therapist along, but the self-reflection can be done without the...
No doubt.
This could be really dangerous, too. I mean, just keep in mind...
Yes, if you've never tripped before...
Well, MKUltra, they were dosing their patients with LSD and suggesting they do things. They're suggesting they learn and change their whole cerebral makeup. So it could actually be in, you know, you could cure somebody, Ian, but I think you could also create
cause
monsters.
A problem.
But MKUltra, they didn't just like, hey, here's two hits of acid. I want you to go kill Vladimir Putin. They didn't do that.
Yeah, it was a process.
And they subjected them to torture, and they didn't tell them they were dosing them with LSD. They just kept doing it day after day after day after day. I mean, if you do enough LSD, you're going to go nuts eventually.
Yes. Or are you gonna burn yourself out? Your brain literally burn out.
Yeah.
Well, according to the scientists, they think that this is thinking outside the box. Our mental health has been deteriorating over lockdown. Duh.
Let's see, what is the root problem here?
Exactly. So that's what we've been talking about this whole segment is, let's find the root problem. Lockdown.
Yeah.
Current figures show
correlation and causation.
There are around 800,000 suicides a year. That's globally. It is the second leading cause of death among 15 to 29-year-olds globally. I did not know that. The second leading cause of death.
What is the leading cause of death?
It doesn't say on the WHO page that I have pulled up here that we'll talk about in a second. Unfortunately, the evidence shows that the isolation and economic stress caused by COVID-19 may well exacerbate this trend, and lead to a rise in suicides.
Let's go ahead and fix this for them. The isolation and financial stress were caused by the government, not COVID-19.
Yep. All you got to do is, let people out of their homes and let them, run their own lives again, and you'll have less depression.
Yeah, idle hands are sitting around doing the devil's work as we speak. In these unprecedented times of COVID-19 pandemic and the consequent increase
in these unprecedented times. How many times have we seen that written in this year?
Or some president has gotten up there talking about, or some presidential candidate. So, and the consequent increase in the incidence of mental health conditions, as accessing ways to improve community mental health and reduce the incidence of anxiety, depression, and suicide is ever more important, said Professor Memnon.
I would suggest then that they end the lockdown, because that seems to be the source of most of these problems.
Yep. I agree. Scientists are not certain exactly how this natural occurring silver-white metallic element found in soil, seawater, and rocks, and therefore vegetables, grains, and water supplies, alters human mood. The suspicion is that it stimulates the growth of nerve cells. But since it was discovered in 1949 by Australian psychiatrist John Cade to be effective in treating mania, it has become a recognized medication for the treatment and prevention of bipolar disorder, for stabilizing mood and reducing the risk of suicide in people with mood disorders. In some studies, it has been shown to help reduce aggression and the onset of dementia.
So let's just give it to everybody.
Absolutely.
This does not sound like a good idea. 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
She's a purebred orange and white Brittany, but when we adopted April, she started scratching like crazy. I said, what you put into a dog is what you get out. DINOVITE.com. So we added a huge scoop of Dynavite in her bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dynavite is nutrition.
You get some Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
Dynavite. She's little Miss Hollywood. DINOVITE.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. And again, you can call in, take control of the airwaves, and talk about anything that you want. It's 855-453, as in Free Talk Live. And we're going to ForkFest in 2021. Well, I'm going to ForkFest. Conan, I assume you're probably not. And Ian, I assume you are.
Definitely.
It is June the 28th through July the 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and it's decentralized, which means no one's in charge, and there's no ticket cost. It's not just they can't...
That's why Conan should go, honestly. I mean, there's no ticket cost. It's not like, you know...
I got to drive up there.
You can ride
with
someone.
What if we give you a ride, man? Come on.
Then I got to stay the whole week. Wait, I got to stay for 2 weeks.
Just do what Mark does. Just hitch a ride with Mark. He'll be there for like 1 day,
there
and he'll
go.
Leave again.
Yeah.
I'll talk to Mark about 1 day, Sam.
All right.
Okay, cool.
I have animals and stuff.
That's true, yeah.
I can't just leave all of my chickens and
responsibilities.
I was going to say bring them with you. That's what I did with my cats.
I'm not bringing 40 chickens.
No, I don't want you to. Please don't. But anyway, it's not just a campground. It's also got RV sites and even motel rooms if you don't want to actually go camping, because God knows I don't. And we're better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can find out all about it at forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party. There's a link there to the unofficial Telegram chat and the unofficial ForkFest forum. June the 28th through July the 4th, 2021. If you're struggling with depression, then definitely come up to ForkFest. The outdoors are great, and there will definitely... Well, we presume there will be plenty of things that people are calling.
And there might even be lithium in the water.
There might be. I don't know.
I don't think so.
By request.
Oh, probably not by request.
No.
But it may be naturally occurring.
Well,
Lancaster,
that, I'm not talking about the natural stuff. All right, you know what? That joke is not going to work.
Moving along. So Canada has a suggestion for people who are engaging in sexual activity, it would seem. Now, New York City and New York State have also made bizarre suggestions about how to engage in sexual activity amidst the pandemic. Yes, I think it was some health department for the state of New York suggested using barriers between the participants.
In sex barriers? What does that mean? Like a plastic sheet?
No.
Like glory holes?
Exactly. I was trying to avoid saying that.
Well, we can't say that on the radio?
You can say that because it doesn't describe what's going on. So you can't be explicit. And
that was the recommendation from at least one actual government office in the state of New York. And I think it's been elsewhere as well.
I think it has been in other publications. Which is insane.
But people, I don't even know how to respond to that.
People actually think this stuff. As long as you don't look someone in the eye, you're safe from the COVID.
Well, you certainly won't catch COVID by using a glory hole. You'll catch all kinds of other crap that you don't want, but not COVID.
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, are you going to catch other things from the glory hole? Like, how does that work? I mean, without getting too explicit.
Well, there's... Generally,
unless you've got like an open sore.
Well, generally, with the glory hole, the point is being anonymous. There we go.
Mm. True. So you don't know who you're dealing with.
Yeah.
On the other end. Yeah, I guess it depends on what's going on with the glory hole, right? Like if it's just.
I thought there's only one thing that's going on. It involves getting someone else's fluids on
it
you.
It could.
So yes,
getting into detail, it could involve.
But those fluids don't contain COVID coronavirus.
Yeah, but like you said, they might contain other things.
It could be an oral reception, or it could be a hand reception. In which case, it's probably pretty safe. It's
probably
the latter, right? Yeah. So it just depends. Anyway, CNN reporting that. And this is a little old, mind you. I was on Vincent's show last night. He was doing an episode of Questioning Authority here in the studio since he was in town for the protests that we had yesterday. And this story came up, and I hadn't seen it a month ago. It was September when this came out. So according to CNN, sex in a pandemic can be complicated, Canada's lead medical doctor says, and it's best to...
I wouldn't say complicated, but it has been difficult to find willing participants since the pandemic started.
Yep.
One idiot messaged me recently saying something along the lines of he wasn't looking in person, he just wanted to video chat on Snapchat, and I was like,
I'm not wasting
my time with this, dude. Why? I would just look at porn.
Right. Probably a lot more entertaining.
I'm sure it would be.
And cheaper.
To skip. So the recommendation by Dr. Teresa Tam, who's the chief public health officer. So she's the top doctor in Canada, authoritarian medical state doctor, like, you know, Fauci or whoever it is. I think they finally fired him or something a few months ago, but he got a lot of press.
They replaced him with someone who's just as bad.
Yeah. But that person's equivalent in Canada. And she's been in the news. We've reported on her before, where she has said that she expects the so-called social distancing to go on for at least 2 or 3 years up in Canada. Remember, Canada's also the same place where Ontario province has what they call the social circles, wherein you are not allowed to have any kind of contact with people who are outside of your so-called social circle. It is a specific number of people, like 8 or 10 people or something like that.
Now, are they actually enforcing this?
I don't know to what extent they are enforcing.
If you live in Ontario and you know whether or not this is actually being enforced, give us a call and let us know. What is that like?
Your social circle is not supposed to interconnect with other social circles. So,
right, so all 10 people have to have the same 10 people.
Right, yeah. So if we're in the social circle with each other, the three of us, and if it's only 3 people, then we couldn't have... you couldn't have another 2 people in a different social circle or whatever. So
you can't have organic friendships and networks in Ontario.
Yes, it's insane. So Teresa Tam, the public health officer, issued a public statement last month on staying safe from the virus when engaging in sexual activities. She said, "Sexual health is an important part of our overall health. However, sex can be complicated in the time of COVID-19. The lowest risk sexual activity during COVID-19 involves yourself alone." So,
socializing with people is critical for our mental health. But she's advocating social distancing?
She's advocating you stay and basically touch yourself and no one else.
Oh.
But if you're going to have sex with people, she suggests a number of steps to reduce the risk, including avoiding face-to-face contact or closeness, specifically saying to skip kissing. Just skip that whole part. You know, one of the most important aspects of foreplay.
Yeah.
Just skip that part. She says.
That's usually what leads
to the rest of it.
Yes.
Yeah. Just forget that part. Consider using a mask.
I can appreciate taking the expedient approach on occasion, but to just like, which is diving straight into it every single time. No, thank you.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. And consider using a mask during your sexual encounter.
I'm not sleeping with anyone wearing a mask.
That only makes too much sense.
I just can't even imagine anyone.
How awkward would that be?
How can you take this seriously?
Well, now hold on, because there are people who actually do this because they like doing it.
What, wearing masks?
That's different.
You're talking about furries.
I'm talking about the bondage people.
Bondage people. Okay, sure. Gags, ball gags, things like that.
It's weird.
Well, ball gags and a mask.
But this lady wants us all to be weird. I don't want to be weird. I don't want to wear masks.
Conan, I don't know how to tell you this, dude, but you're pretty weird.
I'm not weird like this person is.
I want to know, has anyone in our audience actually witnessed people kissing with masks on in real life? Because I've seen videos, but I always wonder if they're fake.
I saw a couple the other day having, a young couple, having lunch together wearing their masks.
Well, that's weird, but...
News from news.bitcoin.com. $9 trillion, a third of the U.S. debt, has been created just since September 2019. The Bank of China's new digital currency has been used in more than 3 million transactions, worth more than ₩1 billion. Still nothing from the U.S. Federal Reserve's digital currency. John McAfee indicted for tax evasion and SEC violations. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
From New York Times and Wall Street Journal bestselling author Larry Correa comes the latest chapter of the epic military fantasy saga of The Forgotten Warrior. When the Grand Inquisitor perverts the law in his genocidal plot to kill every man, woman, and child in the Untouchable cast, only the traitor Ashok Vidal and the Sons of the Black Sword stand in his way. If it's war he wants, it is war he will get. Bain Books presents Destroyer of Worlds. Available September 1st, wherever books are sold. Visit MonsterHunterNation.com for more.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The DOJ files an antitrust complaint against Google. Joe Konka from The Hill tells Fox News big tech bias is clear.
I think it's a big preview of things to come because conservatives, quite frankly, on the right side of the aisle, they've had enough because they see the evidence. They see, for instance, Facebook's election integrity expert formerly worked as a special advisor for European policy to then Vice President Joe Biden. They see Joe Biden's transitional team just hired a Facebook executive named Jessica Hertz as its general counsel. Twitter's director of public policy, Carlos Monge, just left the company to be co-chair of the Biden transition team. If you see a pattern here, it's because, well, find me a Facebook or Twitter top executive that is going to work for any conservative or for Trump, and then you look at the numbers, right? A recent study showed that Twitter and Facebook have censored Trump 65 times more than Biden. In other words, 65 to nothing at this point in terms of censorship.
USA Radio News. The last presidential debate is Thursday with some changes. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
The final Trump-Biden debate will give the moderator the opportunity to mute microphones to prevent candidates from interrupting when the other person is scheduled to talk. The Trump campaign crying foul over the rule but still saying that President Trump will participate despite the rule change. Regarding this rule change, former White House Press Secretary Ari Fleischer reminding everyone,
2-minute buzzer is only at the beginning of each segment. So that's the only time the candidates will be muted. For the rest of it, they're going to be able to go back and forth with each other. And as you know, and I think you believe this too, it would behoove the president to interrupt a little bit less.
And regarding foreign policy not being one of the topics that will be discussed, Fleischer tells Fox News.
As for foreign policy, there is still one segment on the debate Thursday night for national security. And that, of course, is the window for President Trump to get into the various issues that he needs to get into.
The debate is in Nashville, USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control, and you can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, as in free of any sanity or sense here on the show as we're talking about Canada and some of the bizarre decisions they made. But with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Carney.
And the it's not the latest, but it's the latest that we're discussing from Canada and their, you know, medical authoritarian hellscape, is this notion that people need to wear masks during sex. But Conan, you mentioned that you saw people eating recently while wearing masks.
Yeah,
but it's worse than what you initially suggested.
Correct, because we ran out of time. I work in a rural community, which is half farmers, and the other half are these hipster yuppies that have escaped their states to come, and they're basically taking over the town. It's a sad thing. And where I work, right there in the center of town, it's the yuppie hub. It's the hipster hub where everyone comes. It's a very expensive little restaurant there, and they have a little gift store, and they sell food and stuff. So, yeah, it's where they all over the region, they come to this one little section. And, yes, everyone wears masks. They are not. They're not playing around. And when I said that I saw this very young couple, it looked like they were on...
Now, there's no mask requirement in Cheshire County as a whole.
That's
or
correct.
In
Nor
the state of New Hampshire.
There is no ordinance in Walpole that says you have to wear a mask.
What if you go to this restaurant not wearing a mask?
I've never seen it happen. Everyone wears their damn mask. They pull up in the parking lot.
Put their
masks. With their masks already on.
Oh, wow.
So they're like driving around in their cars by themselves?
Yeah.
Wearing masks.
True believers.
They get out and they go sit down at a table and they'll keep their masks on the whole time. A waitress will come up. Very pretty. There's two very pretty waitresses that I haven't seen their faces since the beginning of this nonsense.
Oh, man.
And they'll take your order and they'll sit there with their masks on until their food arrives and then they'll take their masks down. Now, the couple that I saw the other day, a young couple.
How young? 20s?
Early 20s, okay. Yeah. They were performing the California method, which is they were taking
They were touching their mask as much as humanly possible.
They were taking bites, and then once they took a bite, they would pull their mask back up.
Oh, my God.
To chew.
Oh, man.
I saw it in action, and we talked about this, 2 weeks ago? And I was like, yeah, this is just...
Yeah, we're like, California.
There it is. Can't happen. Well, keep in mind that I think a lot of these people who live in this new community are, it's an old community.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of them are from areas like California. So they're just bringing their bad ways with
them.
They moved here because they burnt their place down with their bad ideas, and they had to escape because of the taxes and because of the stupid policies and whatnot, and they're bringing their bad ideas with them, and it's sad. I saw this, and I swear, I wanted to keep driving right into them.
Oh, man.
Let me take that back. I wasn't going to run anybody over, but that's how bad I felt about humanity when I saw that.
You need some lithium.
I need some lithium.
I saw something similar, not quite to that extent, but as I was walking up to a local restaurant here for one of our meetups at the Pho restaurant here in downtown Keene, which everybody
loves.
Does not require masks.
Do their personnel wear masks?
Only if mask people come up as customers, then they'll swing a mask on because it's going to get them a better tip.
And probably. We have an ordinance here in town. Have they not been taken to task?
They have been ignored.
Dude, the last time they did something to fucking great, it did not end well for them.
It went into international publicity. But there were people. So the mask people like to sit outside, while they can. And so there was a couple, probably a six-top table sitting and... Four of the six were still eating. They didn't have masks up. But two of the six had masks on while talking to each other. And I was just curious as I'm walking up, like, all right, are these guys putting masks on while they're eating? And I looked and just, peeked at their food, and they were done eating. So they had finished their meals and then remasked up just to have a conversation with one another.
Yeah, I agree. I believe it. I've seen people walking down the road, very obviously together.
Yep, with masks on.
With masks on. Both of them
holding hands.
No. Not holding hands. Mm-hmm. On separate sides of the road, keeping their distance. The whole road's distance from each other. I saw this last Saturday.
How are they obviously together?
They were talking to each other.
Across the road.
Across the road.
You mean like an actual road?
An actual highway. Like a rural highway. No traffic. I'm the only guy on the whole road. I saw 5 minutes of it because I'm delivering up and down the road. Yeah.
I think addition to Canada, I could have sworn I've seen that colleges are also telling their students to have sex with masks on.
Well, Keene State said no hugging.
That's right.
They didn't say no sex.
Well, they're not saying no sex.
Sure.
They're saying put a mask on for the sex, which is ridiculous. There's even a, the freeze frame or the featured frame of the video. So CNN's report, the featured frame before you hit the play button on it, it has what appears to be an actual photograph of two what appear to be Asian people embracing each other, and they're nose-to-nose with masks on. So, I don't think that's a fake, photograph. That looks like it was taken on a subway or something like that, through a window in real life.
No,
it seems
real. That looks like the couple I saw at the restaurant the other day. That looks just like it. I mean, they weren't kissing, but they were close enough that they could,
But if the date went well,
good question.
Maybe that's
your point. Where did it lead to?
Isn't the whole point of relationships supposed to be having someone in your life for whom you are willing to get sick, if that's what it takes to have them in your life?
Swap juices?
Yeah. Isn't that like the point?
That close to that person, to be that intimate with that person. Oh, no, now you've got a mask on in between you. I mean, it's just, I can't even understand how someone who actually is interested in another person could take this seriously and follow these instructions. But yet it's happening.
They're not. These people aren't able to even make that decision on their own. If Fauci didn't say to do it this way, They can't think on what people can't think. I'm telling you, man. Simulation. NPCs. These people aren't real. I can't trust the world anymore.
I can appreciate advising people not to kiss. You know that. Okay, that's one thing. Advising people to kiss with mask on or to have sex with mask on, that's different. If you want to advise people not to have sex, I will disagree with you. But okay, that's not stupid. Okay? But having sex while wearing a mask, that being your advice?
That is
stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And sick. And
it's
and,
crazy.
And
it's dehumanizing at the very least.
It's lunacy.
So that's the story. I mean, there's more, but that's basically the story.
Yeah. Well, if you have coronavirus, I have good news for you. Evidently, mouthwash may actually deactivate the coronavirus
in
humans. So maybe, as we talked about earlier, maybe Vermin Supreme had a point.
His point being, brush your teeth, it's the law.
Has he never said anything about mouthwash? He's all about free ponies.
Well,
and
mandatory toothbrushing, yeah.
Yeah, but that's not mouthwash.
No, it's not.
I would presume,
and that's sensible because,
however, that brushing your teeth would also have the same effect. It is, after all, cleansing.
Yeah, unless,
it doesn't use alcohol.
Okay, true.
I think that's the key component here. I think this is the reason Listerine probably kills COVID is because of the alcohol content in the mouthwash itself.
What about the alcohol content in alcohol?
Good point.
Can you just take a couple of shots of vodka and be done?
Unfortunately, mouthwash doesn't differentiate and kills all bacteria. As a result, mouthwash can cause harm in the long run because it can disrupt the microbiome and impede the normal functioning of your body. So,
correct.
No, you probably shouldn't make a habit out of using mouthwash.
Well, unless you get the alcohol-free stuff. I think the same people who make the deodorant and the toothpaste, I can't even remember their name offhand. I haven't bought them in years, but I think they also make
a Hammer.
No. It's a company that specializes in, natural toothpastes and whatnot. I think they make a mouthwash as well. I'm not sure.
Is this the company that has the toothpaste / body wash / shampoo thing?
What?
Yeah, there is this company that makes this crap. It's
/ car wash as well?
It's evidently all-purpose, and that's gross.
Wax on, wax off.
Well, soap is soap. I mean, it's basically fat and lye.
Well,
I'm not going to say soap is soap.
No.
It is. It is.
Some soap has triclosan in it. Some soap doesn't. They're different.
Fat and lye.
I don't want my mouth to smell like my hair, at the very least.
Okay.
You know, different soaps for different parts of the body. 855-450-3733. That's 855-453, as in Free Talk Live.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowwhey.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. If you're quick, you can still get on the air with us. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria, Conan, and Ian. And I want to say thank you to Ash Redo, who is tonight's amplifier. This means they're a member of the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's money that we use strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. So if you like the show and you want to help us get on more radio stations or to reach a wider audience, then contributing to the AMP program is by far the best way to do that. That's amp.freetalklive.com. It does come with a number of cool little perks like an AMP-only Facebook group. And is there an AMP-only chat room on the Matrix server?
There is.
There is an app. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Not going to repeat the whole thing again. But Ash Redo, we thank you so much for your support. We hope you continue listening, and we hope you continue amplifying the show. So this new study conducted by researchers at the Penn State College of Medicine has found that a common dental item can inactivate human coronaviruses, mouthwash, and oral rinses. But before we get too deeply into it, let's go to the phones. We've got Joe calling from Maryland. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's everybody doing?
Hey, wonderful. What's on your mind?
Now, what were you guys saying that they were going to put in the water?
Lithium.
Well, there's currently no plan to put anything in the water, but there is this meta study done where they looked at a number of regions and they concluded, based on what they were seeing, that suicide rates appeared to be lower in places where there was more lithium naturally occurring in the water.
Correct.
Right. Now, what do you call it? I'm into like alternative health and stuff like that. And if you do blood work on people that are depressed, you'll find that they're deficient in lithium.
Really?
So, yeah. So my girlfriend is depressed and stuff like that. So I bought her lithium orinate, but her doctor.
What is that, by the way?
It's a mineral.
So is it like in pill form? You just take a pill every morning or something?
Yes, sir.
And does it work for her?
Well, the doctor wouldn't let her take it because she was prescribing medicine for her.
Who determined that she was lithium deficient? The same doctor who said he wouldn't give her the pill? Or some different doctor?
No. Like, I've studied alternative health and stuff like that. And a lot of people that are depressed are usually deficient in that mineral.
Have you determined, though, that this was the case for your girlfriend?
No, she's going to get some blood tests, and we're going to have her check for the lithium.
Okay.
Because,
is she willing to try lithium if...
Oh, yeah, she's going to try the pill if they find that she's deficient in it.
Okay.
She listens to me because the doctor put her on a bunch of medications and stuff like that. And I told her not to take it, and I gave her a bunch of nutrients and stuff like that. And the things that were supposedly wrong with her all cleared up. And she told the doctor, my boyfriend gave me this stuff. And he goes, well, you shouldn't have taken that stuff. And she goes, well, it all cleared up.
So how does one become lithium deficient? Like, this is something that is found in trace
minerals.
Minerals, and it's in everything. It's in the vegetables. It's in the water.
Well,
so,
you don't eat the proper nutrition.
Well, maybe that's the problem. Maybe instead of actually trying to get a lithium dosage, which it sounds like it's going to be a whole lot more than she would be getting naturally,
right.
maybe you should figure out how to get it naturally.
Right. I told her to eat certain things. And if you want to know the truth, she doesn't eat a whole lot. Like tonight she ate three things of yogurt, and that's all she's eaten so far.
It definitely sounds like there may be a dietary issue
right.
going on here. I'm
exactly.
not a doctor, but...
Right. She doesn't eat right.
Yeah, I think, and that was the whole point of our segment with the putting lithium in the water is there, it's just a Band-Aid. What you
exactly.
want to do is you actually want to figure out why the person is depressed, why they have this deficiency in their life, and maybe it's you live in the wrong spot, or you're eating the wrong foods, or you're hanging out with the wrong people. This lithium put in the water and having to decide, you know, what dosage everyone gets. I mean, the kids get a different dosage than the adults. It's ridiculous. The biggest issue here is figuring out what the core problem is and attacking it head on.
I'd like to point out that not only is Conan right about finding out what the core problem is, but interestingly, they've done studies with placebo and depression, and they found that placebo can cure depression. So that really suggests that there's something inside this individual that can be fixed. Because if they believe that the placebo pill, you know, sugar pill, they don't know
sure.
what it is, right, is going to help them. Here, take this pill. It'll help your depression.
Okay.
And it helps their depression? It was a sugar pill. So the whole claim that there's, you know, I've had people in my life who've been depressed, and a lot of them will like to claim that, well, I'm just, you know, I've got a deficiency. My chemicals are imbalanced. I need to take these pills to balance my chemicals. It's not me. It's not something that I'm causing. I can't just fix this. Well, if you take a placebo and it fixes your problem, it was you.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to say there aren't cases out there where, you know, the antidepressants are needed to fix
I won't
some
say
sort
that
of
either, but I don't think there's a lot of them.
Yeah, I think the vast majority of people would be better off finding some other way of handling their depression, because I think I used to have severe depression.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been an issue for me in years. The issue, of course, was that I needed to transition.
Yeah, it sounds like you don't have time to be depressed. You just got too much stress.
Well.
I think that really helps. You know, that goes back to the idle hands, do the devil's
busy.
Work.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps you busy. Keeps you free of this type of thing. But I think this is something that is, especially in, you know, starting around my age group, you know, I've been on this planet for 42 years, but I mean, ever since I've been around, I've been hearing the therapists and the specialists and the folks at, you know, starting at a very young age, that you can't possibly be addicted because of choice, but because of science. It's you have an addiction because of science.
And it's always your choice.
Well, no, not anymore. It's not.
Yeah.
Joe, thank you so much for the call.
Choice has
not necessarily true.
Choice has left the equation as far as like dependencies on like substances and whatnot.
I know. I understand what you're saying, but they're hypocrites about it, because there is one substance to which you can be addicted where you're just have a filthy habit.
Sugar.
It's not a chemical addiction. It's a filthy habit, and that's smoking. Nicotine addiction. For that one addiction, they will make an exception. But, that's you're choosing to smoke.
Oh, you're yeah, no, you're, ab- you're absolutely
this.
Right, because it's taboo. But, it's taboo now.
But when it comes to gambling or when it comes to alcoholism or any other sort of addiction, oh,
it's
no.
It's a disease.
No, it's a disease.
It's science.
But being addicted to nicotine, conspicuously not a disease.
You're right about that. I bet there are others, too, little ones that are starting to crop up on the radar.
Probably. But you're right. It's because smoking is taboo. You're a second-class citizen if you smoke.
Now you're a second-class citizen if you don't wear a mask.
There's another one. Exactly.
Well, I can't
smoke
while wearing a mask, so guess what I'm not
going to
do?
That's where I was going. It's taboo to not wear a mask these days.
Yeah, what about...
Is it a disease that I can't wear a mask? Can I blame it on a disease?
That raises an interesting question. In these cities that have, you know, you have to wear a mask when you're outside, what if you smoke?
There's an exemption.
Yeah, so here, I can...
You could walk around. We went to this drive-in comedy show here in Keene. You were one of the only folks that couldn't because you had to work.
Yeah.
But there was one of our friends was walking around smoking a cigarette. You're supposed to be wearing a mask when you are, you know, going from your spot to, like, the bathroom or, you know, the porta-potties. And he figured out the way around it is you just constantly have a cigarette lit.
That's brilliant!
And they can't say anything to you. They didn't, but they were bugging everybody else.
Finally, an advantage to being a smoker.
There you go.
I found my loophole. I suffer oppositional defiance disorder, and that's why I can't wear a mask.
Well, I just like the idea
I suffer a disease, for real.
Well, look, I know a doctor who will write a note for any libertarian type who wants to have a note because he believes that this whole thing is BS, and further, it's a medical necessity that I have oxygen, unimpeded.
According to OSHA, too, that's a thing.
Yeah.
You have to have a certain amount of oxygen during, on the workplace. Otherwise, you could sue your employer.
By the way, just an additional here to the masks during sex thing. BBC, the UK government, also recommending that people not only wear masks during sex, but also choose positions that aren't face-to-face.
Oh, that's going to upset the Christians.
So make sex as unintimate as it can be. Don't get
close
face
to face. Take the most intimate act possible and make it as unintimate as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's absolutely deplorable. That's disgusting.
It's horrifying. The little image for this article in the BBC has two little animated-looking people laying in bed, wearing masks, looking up at the ceiling together.
Can you imagine being in a relationship like that? Can you just imagine how much these people have to hate each other and themselves to do that?
I can't even imagine this.
Oh, yeah, I saw it. I saw it the other day. I saw a young, budding couple, and they were going through the... They're doing it all the wrong way.
Help us resist this nonsense. Head on over to amp.freetalklive.com and contribute amp.freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product.
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.